Welcome to the Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this July the 13th on the West Coast, now July the 14th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. And we'd like to welcome those listening around the world on Windtalkers Radio Network on this French Bastille Day. The 14th of July, 10 days after our own Independence Day. And here we are on Wellness Wednesday. We're going to talk about things that pertain to us, ways that we can take control of our health, our well-being. And if you were listening to this show the past few weeks, actually the past couple of months, we've been talking about the principles of good eating, nutrition. And last week, we spoke about the fruits and vegetables and nuts, the things that we should be eating that really bring about positive and long-lasting health, extra energy. Now, I had a few people tell me that they began eating organic foods recently, and they're noticing that their health is better. And I guess there are a lot of people listening to the show, and when you go out to look for certain foods, you may find the cupboards are a little bit bare. Here's a story that talks about that very issue.
I need not search for precious gold. Of wealth I have my share. For with my eyes I scan the skies and find my fortune there. A host of priceless dreams unfold in songs that bluebirds sing. The earth, the sea belong to me. I'm richer than a king. To add to things that money cannot buy, an echo brings this very soft reply.
Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We string beans and onions, cabbages and scallions, and all kinds of fruit and say. We have an old-fashioned tomato, Long Island potato. But yes, we have no bananas.
Yes, we know you got a banana. We know you got a banana today. But 1 minute, we got a new kind of the garlic. When you use this garlic, to make you stand apart from your friends. We got a 64,000 watermelon. We don't sell any, but the guy we buy them from, Mamma Mia, does he sell a watermelon? But yes, we know you got a bananas. Hey, why you? We know you got a bananas today.
Yes, we have no bananas. What's that an offer, banana? Now what good is a banana split? Oh, we have a muttons and buttons and kippers with zippers and pounds of devaluated pounds. Banana, S-T-I-N-K.
They ain't no stinking bananas.
Precisely, they ain't no stinking bananas. Yes, we have no bananas. Pip, pip, cheerio, and all the treasure.
Yes, we ain't got bananas. We ain't got bananas today. We got pickles and cracks, we got bagels and lox. A bagel that's a doner dipped in cement. We got delicious knishes and kosher champagne. The kosher champagne is 2 cents plain. Pastrami, salami, matzos, and jam. You should find the expression, we ain't got ham, but yes, we ain't got bananas. We ain't got bananas today.
Spike Jonze with our message of the night for Wellness Wednesday. It's time to bring on tonight's guest. I'm sure he enjoyed that song. It's really off the wall. Yes, we have no bananas. Well, we talked about that, as I mentioned last week, with tonight's guest, who is an author of 10 health guides. He's also authored a number of CD-ROMs, books, 22 audio learning programs, award-winning video series entitled Is Your Diet a Riot? Special reports, and he even publishes an e-zine that's got thousands of people, over 13,000 people actually getting that. That means that they've asked to have it sent to them. And he comes here as a testament to his success with the very program that he teaches us. He's used it successfully in overcoming very dire health circumstances, and he's turned his life around and helped others to do the same thing. My guest tonight, Dr. Wayne Pickering. Dr. Pickering, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Don. Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, when you mentioned that about the bananas and all of that, how true that is. You know, I think I mentioned this last week on our show, that 700,000 people went bankrupt last year because of poor health. And the irony of it all was they had health insurance. And there's a DVD out there called Sick Around America. It's a PBS, very, very well done, very well done. And I was absolutely, and I knew a lot of that was going on, but the numbers are staggering. So we can beat the system. We hear a lot about, you were mentioning earlier tonight about chemtrails and all of the different other things you didn't mention right now, but I'm saying all the other things that you and I both know that's really going on. That's not too pleasing. There's two issues that I know that we all need to address in our lives, and we will actually beat the system. Don't expect the government to change. This is the greatest country in the world to live in, bar none. The government stinks. I can say that because I'm not the host. I don't know if you would say that too. Don, but so the way we do
this, because I am the host.
What's that?
I can say it because I am the host.
There you go. Well, good. There's two things that we should really consider from this moment on in our times together, Don, and everybody to beat the system. And the first and the most crucial of them all, got to be healthy. If you're not healthy, you're toast. Nobody wants to hire sick people. They don't want to marry sick people. They don't want to insure sick people. And they don't want to be around sick people. People pity sick people, actually. And it's most unfortunate. But once you're sick, then you get into the system of drug this, cut that, bar this, freeze that, chemical this, whatever. You don't have to go through your life with any of that, none of it. If you get the components of the How to Get Well and Stay Well for Life series that Don and I are bringing together here for you, you will beat the system. And the other component, there's two of them, that you can beat the system is get a hold of your finances. Get a hold of the wealth portion of your life. There is a myriad of ways to create income today. And one of the nice things about it is we have a global presence in the process. So we have a whole program that shows people how to get their self totally out of debt. Wonderful. And not to get into that, because I want to stay with the health side of the whole program, but got to get the nutrition in your life down. You can't garbage out. Don, I have a friend of mine I've known for 38 years. His wife passed, his first one. His second one, they divorced. And his third wife-to-be has had one incredible bout of cancer. And I used to actually plead with him because they were such good friends. I mean, if I'm that sick and dying, I'm going to do something. I don't expect anybody else to do these things for me. I have to do it. And eating the best food, eating good organic food, as you brought up at the beginning of the show, that's not expensive. Being healthy is cheap. Being sick is expensive.
Oh, yes.
So let's get the nutrition down in our lives. You've got 9 components that's going to keep you healthy. If you want to beat the system, you can talk all, not you, Don, but we can talk all the doom and gloom that goes on in this awesome country we're living in. But and if you think that it's going to change, it's not going to change. We the people, we are invincible. When you come together as a unit in the spirit of harmony, you're not going to beat the system if you fall into the trap of the system. You've got to be healthy. It's crucial. Now, we're into the nutrition portion of this series, Don. Where would you like to start tonight, buddy?
Well, the last 2 weeks we talked about the various food groups and what colors to go after in terms of what benefits certain color foods have, whether it's for eyesight or circulation or digestion and removal of toxins and on and on. But we didn't really get into some of the nitty-gritty as to what the overall benefits, how we're going to notice these benefits taking shape in our daily activities and our approach to life. And I know that's something that you cover.
Yes, actually, let's touch base on that, but I would really like to get into showing to people how to shop smarter here tonight, if we can do that too.
Okay.
The benefits that person's going to have almost immediately, well, first of all, you're going to just feel better. And when I say feel better, handle stress better, more energy. You get a better night's sleep. Conquer acid reflux once and for all in your life. Totally eliminate indigestion. Wipe out heartburn. Don't have to worry about cancer. Get sleep apnea under control. I mean, there are so many benefits. And the nice thing about it is, you don't have to eat to lose weight. That's ridiculous. You don't have to count this, measure that, weigh this. That's all garbage. You can forget that. My whole handle, Don, is showing people how to eat more and weigh less in 27 days, and here's the nice part about it, it's guaranteed. You want to eat more and weigh less, 27 days, guaranteed. You start picking up on some of these things we're sharing with you. After 33 years professionally in this business, about 10 years before that, going to school, studying, going through all the garbage that they teach you in school to think this is going to, it has nothing to do with health. You don't take this for this, this for that. Those are all side benefits, losing weight, more energy, less stress. All those benefits that you're going to get out of this, you don't have to eat to get that. Just eat naturally, normally, and how you're designed to consume food, and all that other stuff is just benefits. Fit in your clothes better. More energy to run, walk, swim, see, feel, taste, all of this stuff, you can go through your life and be virtually free of disease throughout your whole life. God forbid, Don, if I ever had a headache. Oh, that would be terrible. A cold? No. Forget about that. You don't ever have to have any of that stuff. Now, sometimes when I eat things that, I think one of my downfalls, really, Don, is I really do eat a lot. And I eat actually twice as much now as I used to, and I'm less weight, and I'm never sick. And I have energy. I run 4 corporations. We're in 37 countries with our work. I have 26 websites. We just finished our 19th book. And that 19th book will be up on Amazon. We've got 18 books. Go into Amazon.com, everybody, and peruse that. And just type in Dr. Wayne Pickering, 3 words, D-R period, Wayne Pickering. And 18 of the books are already up there now. It takes a few days to get them published in there. So they just worked on that, the 19th book today. So I'm busy. I don't have time to be sick. I mean, it's ridiculous. Now, being healthy is cheap. Being sick is expensive. And healthy people have lots of goals. Unhealthy people only have one goal. So the benefits, you're going to be actually normally healthy just because of it. So that's the biggest benefit of all.
Now, I'd like your opinion on, and I kind of know what you're going to say, but I'd like to get into just a little bit of a discussion, because there is this huge business that they call dieting, diet counseling, and there are all kinds of companies out there that either online or in person, you can go there, somebody weighs you, they talk about, well, get our meals, eat our meals, deprive yourself of anything else outside of what we sell you, and then come back next week or say next Monday. Come back and we'll weigh you and we'll see if you're on target. But people generally all have a different rate of metabolism, and some people are geared more towards certain proteins, and some people don't require the proteins. So you have this big business that's been created with these prepackaged frozen meals that are microwaved. And we've discussed microwaving and how it's dangerous and all that. You know, what are your thoughts on the fact that these companies are allowed to operate like that, even though what they do actually can harm many people?
I know that what you do, Don, when you're talking, because I've listened to some of the other shows and you brought their people's attention to, the, like you say, the chemtrails and the different political upheavals and all that stuff. The people are going to go along to get along. That's the deal. They conform and they consume. People do not want to change. Not all people. Most people. And when you're talking about the diet racket, and that's exactly a beautiful term for it. You hit it right on the head. It's just a racket.
Mm-hmm.
It's a money-making racket. What you need to do, everybody, is do 3 things to make a positive difference globally. Recycle. Compost. Support your local organic farmer. That is crucial. It's crucial to your health. I have people around here that grow food, and it's just wonderful to go to see them. And I have a lady who has her little chickens, and she'll give me a dozen eggs once a month, because that's all I say I can eat, just a dozen at a month. And she loves those little chickens, and they're running around, and they give the greatest little eggs, and these people are just so at peace. You see kids in stores, they're eating a banana, and their eyes are sparkling, and they're laughing, and the stuff is going down their cheeks. And I'm not sidetracking your deal. I'm just giving you a lead in mm-hmm. here to the answer to this, okay, man?
Yeah.
And then you see a mother right next to them with their 2 to 3 kids. I want this can, man. How come I can't? Shut up over there. Leave us a... Hey, put that down. I mean, it's just bizarre. So... what we really, and we talked about that too, by the way, is how we can teach our children how to eat better, which we left off last week. But you're right. People do need a little more protein. They need a little less protein. They need this kind. They need that kind. You have 3 basic body styles. You'll have your mesomorphs, endomorphs, ectomorphs. Your mesomorphs, they have a strong preponderance for body growth, Bodybuilders are very good at that, especially the ones who are not on all those steroids. And then you've got your endomorphs, those ones that seem to have more of a little bit of a rotundness to them, if you will. And the endomorph, or ectomorph, that's more of a linear look, a leaner look. So each person, each body style will require a certain amount of nutrients. But here's one thing that you will not waver from. This is just how it is. We all digest food exactly the same way. You prove me wrong, I'll buy you anything you want. I speak to a lot of physicians, Don, and I've challenged every one of them, and none of them have ever come up and challenged me on that, because they know that's true. Our rate of the efficiency of the breakdown may vary, brother. And our needs may vary, but the way we do it is identical. So once you get the system down that we're bringing to the table here, you know the type of foods we should be eating. You know the ones that we try to stay away from. We also showed you how to prepare food to where you can get the highest amount of nutrients in them. We try to give you recipes each week, and you can be very creative about this, but the whole deal is how you get the food. You can also go to my YouTube. Go to YouTube and type in Dr. Mango Man, one word, Dr. Mango Man. And you've got 28 videos on there, 14 of which I'm in there showing you how to shop for food. So there's ways to do all of this, and you don't have to succumb to the system.
Yeah,
let's talk about how to shop smarter.
Yeah, yeah. The main reason I brought that up is because people are inundated with these messages. Of course, they watch TV or they read magazines. They hear this on the radio. Mm-hmm. Get this pill. Get this diet. Try this. This, you know, it's guaranteed to work, guaranteed to lose weight. So they're getting these mixed messages. And what we're talking about is the listener taking control.
Yeah, thank you. And you, there is a way to go about this. And by the way, you and I really met through a mutual friend of ours, Dr. Truott. Mm-hmm. But you also were tuning into quite a few of the shows that I did for other talk show hosts, as you and I both discussed.
Yes.
And interestingly enough, about regarding your comment here about take this pill for this, take this pill for that, there are a few companies that I spoke to that were advertising on these different programs. And I finally got them to come to grips with it. Their pills are not going to heal anything. We just got to come to grips with that. Nothing outside of the body is going to heal. No food is going to heal. No pill is going to heal. No drug is going to heal. Nothing heals. The body heals. That's the only entity. When you give it a chance and feed yourself the best and think good thoughts. Thinking good thoughts is the most crucial of them all, really. Got to get your thoughts together, everybody. Keep your thoughts together. If you just think of a hot piece of apple pie, your mouth just starts watering. Well, what's really happening there is your mind is creating the first stage of digestion by secreting saliva in the mouth that is going to help to digest the starch that's in that pie. Just think of what a negative thought would do to your body and what kind of a chemical reaction that would go on in the body and the result. And because stress will kill you. I don't care how well you eat. That's why we discussed before we get into nutrition the attitude portion of it and the stress management and attitude and laughter and everything in our previous component of this, one of this, the nutrition. So get your thoughts together. And move forward.
Yes, and I hope my comment or my question didn't divert us or take us off track, because I just feel, you know, from the email I get and things that people tell me, they seek this clarity, this certainty that they know, and it's because they haven't tried it. Basically, you know, there's that little fear factor in the back of their mind that they've heard these things so many times, and I'm speaking about the commercials and the pushing of all these different products that really change your outer appearance more than anything. Buy this corset and you're going to look thin. Well, what happens when you take the thing off?
Hello.
You know.
Or you take these drugs and keep on eating the same way. Yeah, you mentioned, this is another good thought, Don, really. Stop watching television, everybody. Come on. Go to your library, check out some DVDs, plug them in, no advertisement, no mind insulting this. Watch it as you wish. Stop a minute. Oh, I like that thought. And you just backtrack it a little bit and say, oh, I want to copy that down for tonight's show or something like that, do you see? And I get so much of my information from, you know, National Geographic, the PBS, the History Channel, a myriad of stuff that's in there. My gosh, it's endless. You would never live long enough to listen and watch all the great things that's available to you. And what Don is bringing to the show and many of the shows that I've heard is just, it's momentous. But let's as I mentioned, Don, let's go ahead and let's talk about shopping smart. I got some things, sir, I want to share with the audience tonight.
Okay. Be my guest.
Well, I didn't know if you had anything to ask about that or what have you, but we do need to learn how to shop smarter. And how can we do that? I mean, what is there something we just can do each and every time we get out in there? And I think probably the cardinal rule to our shopping really is never shop when you're hungry. Don't shop when you're hungry. Go in there and get the food. I always plan out my meals in the back of my mind. I say, okay, I'm going to have this for tonight. I'll need this, 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 and this. And the grocery store is right down the street from me, so I have not ridden my bicycle. Today is the 14th now. For 9 months and 14 days, I'm going to go that 1 year. Now, sometimes I look like a bit of a hobo coming down the street with all these bags on the thing, but I'm doing that for 1 year just to see what kind of a difference I can make in a lot of areas. And it's a great way to work out. It's a great way to get some fresh air. It's just good all the way around. So anyway.
You mean to say you're not riding your car?
That's correct.
Oh, yeah. You said your bike.
I'm riding my bicycle.
Yeah. Okay.
Not riding my car. I haven't ridden my car since October 1st last year. And so I went through a pretty cold spell, and you go through rainy spells, but I just want to see what I could do. I've done many different things in my life that's maybe bizarre to quite a lot, but this one is something I wanted to accomplish, and I'm glad I did. Now, so never shop when you're hungry. It's a cardinal rule, a lot of us get in trouble there. So look for foods around the perimeter of the supermarket. Around your fresh and your frozen produce, your meats, your fish. And stay away from dairy, everybody. You're just going to have to come to grips with dairy. Dairy is scary. It's not conducive to good health at all, especially after you're 5 years old. Choose frozen vegetables over canned. And make sure that the first ingredient in a bread or a grain, and we've already discussed that we're not really designed to eat grains anyway, but if you are going to eat them, make sure that the first ingredient on that bread or a grain says whole, whole. Now, try to get some food with no partially hydrogenated oils in them. I mean, if it's in the ingredient list and it has partially hydrogenated oil, forget about it. Salt varies a little bit in the canned and the frozen and the boxed food. So what I do is I'll look at the back and see how many grams of sodium it has. And if it says per serving, then look up there to see how many servings it indicates that's in that either bag or box or what have you, okay? But I do get some frozen peas, and Don, the ones I get have 10 grams of sodium in them. No preservatives, nothing other than that salt, and because I don't eat salt. But I make up a noon meal that I'll use. And, if I can't get Elijah's fresh zipper peas out of his garden or snow peas or stuff like that that he normally has, I'll always have a bag of frozen peas or beans on hand. Just take a couple of those, cook them up, put them over some rice, and put that all over my... And by the way, I stir a little bit of almond oil in that. You got to try that sometime, Don. That, and I put that over some... grated raw carrots and shredded cabbage with a little beet, and I put my yam dish on top of that, a little avocado. Stop me, somebody. That thing is awesome. I don't see why people don't do this. Let's forget the fact it's good for you. It's just delicious. Now, focus on foods to conclude on how to shop for foods with fewer ingredients in them and ones that you recognize, for goodness sakes. Check this out. If you can't pronounce it, denounce it. Get away from it. And if you're going to get applesauce, and you've got choices, choose the ones that says apples and water. Let me give you a recipe, by the way. I'm going to give you a real quick recipe. Take two apples, two pears, and... Take, Don, you got to try this. Cut them in quarters. Take the core out. Throw them in your Vitamix with 2 to 4 ounces of soaked raisins. Now, here's how you soak raisins. Let's say you're going to put two ounces of raisins in a jar. You're going to put water just to the top of the raisins and let them sit that morning at room temperature throughout the day. And in the evening, you put them in the refrigerator, and they've already swelled up and soaked up much of the water. And you put those in your refrigerator. The next day, when you put the apples and the pears in your Vitamix, your blender, whatever, throw the soaked raisins in on top of that. Blend that thing up for 30 seconds. You've got the best applesauce money could buy. Now, why somebody would buy something out of a can like that when it's all butchered, doctored, this, that, is a mystery to me. When it takes less than 2 minutes, I'll say less than 5 minutes at the outset, to make up a bowl of applesauce that you will be calling your brothers and sisters on, telling them how good that really is. And it's cheap to do. So, shop for your groceries with those points in mind.
Now, one thing that cracks me up about packaging and how certain foods are intended to look more appetizing on the box or the jar or the bottle. They put the words natural flavors added. Where do they get natural flavors from?
Thank you.
Number one. And then the oxymoron of the juice industry, it'll say 100% pure juice. You know how they slant the letters or they put them in an arc, sort of like the top of the rising sun, and they put it in bold, bright letters, 100% juice. And then you look at the bottom of the box or the bottle, and it says, made from concentrate.
Yep.
Okay.
Here's another fallacy too, Don. By law, for them to say 100% pure, they only have to have really 30% in there to say that. By law. Now,
well,
we need
not
to understand.
Me, you know,
what's that?
They're not fooling me. They're not fooling you. But
oh, no, absolutely. And when you watch television, you're going to get all these mind-insulting ads, 3 minutes, in what, every 15 minutes you got ads, we'll say. And 30 seconds, and they're brilliant. They're brilliant. They spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on each of those ads. Easy. And so they're brilliant. They're thought out by a mastermind group. And if you think they've got your health in mind, you got another thing coming. They could care less about your health. They want the money. That's the deal. Now, for them to say no sugar added, they can add all the sugar in there they want. On the finished product, they've got no sugar added. Now, that's how a lot of them get away with that. So we already know that there's more going into the packaging of this stuff. So here you are watching a 30-second ad on how to get this great thing. And, of course, it looks good. It smells good. It's great. It's designed to make you buy. Then the next 15 minutes, you just got a drug that will help circumvent the very problem that you're going to get from the previous 30-second ad that you just bought and consumed.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're into a cycle, and that's the vicious cycle it is. You're smart. You would not be listening to this show tonight if you didn't have some kind of drive. There's 2% of all of the people in this world to be healthy. 2% of all of the people in this world think logically for themselves. 8% think when they're in pain and suffering. And this is going along with what you said a minute ago, Don. And 90% would rather die than think. The fact that you're tuning into this show and listening to the archives suggests to me that you're in that 2%, and I'll qualify that. That's not to stroke you. Dr. Lester Breslow, the dean of the School of Public Health in Los Angeles, California, says, if you just change your lifestyle from a bad one to a better one, you can add as much as 14 years to your life. So for you to sit here and listen to an hour of what we're bringing to the table here each week to learn how to add years to your life, that's a real good trade-off. So once you get the shopping down, now what you want to do is try to get the type of food in your body that's going to give you the energy the longest and not have to swallow coffee, take this pill, take this drink, take this for this. That's never going to happen when you do this thing correctly. Don, let you and me talk about the glycemic index, because I want to get into, I don't know if we're going to have time tonight, but I want to get into food combining here eventually, and I think we're going to get into that. If not tonight, that'll be the first thing I want to cover next week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into the glycemic index. What we're hearing so much hype about that now. When I put clients on a personalized diet, this is one of the components I strongly encourage my clients to do. Be cognizant, be aware of the glycemic index. Now, what does that mean? The glycemic index is determined by the amount of sugar that's in the food, and the glycemic index has been developed as a means of rating the effect that a particular food has on blood sugar levels. Now, foods that make your blood rise, your blood sugar go up, and consequently release a lot of insulin, they're known as high glycemic index foods. Conversely, low glycemic index causes slower, more sustained energy. Now, how can we understand that in everyday language? If you take a little saucer of lighter fluid, Don, and you put there on the table, and you light it, oh, it burns real quick, burns hot, and it burns out real quick. That's high glycemic. Now, when you take a low glycemic index food or fruit or vegetable, that's like putting a log in your fireplace. It'll burn real slow, give off lots of heat, more energy, and will stay with you for the long haul. This is the same as low glycemic. So here's what you do. Notice, by the way, if you ever go to an event, Don, you'll notice, man, that at the end of the event, like say a triathlon or a marathon or a Iron Man or what have you, mm-hmm. there's always some fruit and other things out there on the table. And two of the main fruits that usually show up is always watermelon and bananas. They're very high glycemic. They'll get into the bloodstream real quick to help replenish the energy that you released. But within the hour, I mean, not within the hour, but right at an hour and maybe an hour and a half, go ahead and have something a little bit more solid. It could be some vegetables, some protein at that time, but always have some high glycemic index after an event. Have low glycemic before the event or your first activity in the morning. It could be your job, could be what have you, okay? whatever you're doing. So what's a low glycemic? What's a high glycemic? Let's break this down even further. Low glycemic, there's four categories of fruit. I could sit here and show you apples have 34, so that's low. Apple juice, 40, that's low. Apricots, 30, that's low. Cherries, very good. They're only 22. They'll last you energy throughout the whole morning. So here's the four categories of fruit that you can just remember. That's and by the way, when you get our website, defeatingbadeating.com, that's got the perfect diet program, you're going to have all of this down there for you. And you're going to notice every one of the categories of fruit have this, have that. Here's your four categories of fruit. All your core fruit. That'd be like apples, pears. Now let me digress. Remember what I've shared with you before. There's five components of your eating regime that you need to adhere to. You've got to eat fruits when they're in season. If they can grow in your type of environment, according to the type of sugar it has, or slash seed, because each category of fruit or each type of seed, like when I say seed, that'd be core fruits, stone fruits, citrus fruits, berries, all of those are different seeds, so therefore they give you different types of sugars. So when they're in season, grown in your type of environment, according to the type of seed it contains, suited to the type of work you do, and in a compatible combination with your body's digestive chemistry. Now you got those five components down. Here are the four categories of the fruit that will be a low glycemic index and will give you endurance for the long haul throughout the morning. All of your core fruits, I just gave you a great applesauce recipe. That's an incredible lasting energy. Now there's a difference between juicing and eating the fruit. Juicing, where you're taking the fiber away, tends to make it a much higher glycemic index fruit because it's got no fiber to it. And your blood sugar is getting spiked too much. That's why diabetics can use our program very effectively, because I encourage raw, whole fruits. And if you want to blend them and do those kinds of things, I'm not opposed to juicing. But if you are going to juice something, always eat the fruit after you juice whatever you're going to juice. Okay, all of your core fruits, those are low. They're in the 30s and 40s. All of your stone fruits, this is a low glycemic. You can have these. Now, interestingly enough, your core fruits are not in season now. Don't eat them now. Here's what is in season now, and they're pretty much all over the country. Your berries and your stone fruits. Your berries would be your strawberries, blueberries, say raspberries and acai berries, and all the berries. They're very low. They're in their 20s and 30s as well. Okay, now, a couple of them in their 40s. Your citrus. Citrus is not in season now. Although the organic farmer that I see over a 120-mile round trip from here saves me 10 to 20 trees every year so that I can go ahead and have some good, very sweet, rich citrus. When everything is just going out of season, I can still hang on to a few of them and make the drinks that I do. One of my drinks that I have every morning, religiously, blueberries, raspberries, citrus, mango, and a little pineapple. I blend that thing up, Don, and that makes six oranges, and then the pint of blueberries, half a pint of raspberries, and the pineapple. I blend that up, man, that makes 2 quarts. I will have one of the quarts and eat some cherries with it. The energy I have, man, to get out and do a mile and a half swim, hour stretch, get back, do some weight training, and then get back in the office and go to work. It's incredible. So here's your four categories of low glycemic index fruits. Your core fruits, apples, pears, they're not in season right now, so wait till they are. Your stone fruits are in season. What's that? That's cherries, peaches, plums, nectarines, apricots, prunes, those are all low glycemic. And they're in season right now. Citrus, when it's in season, citrus is in season in the south when the core fruits are in season in the north. Your berries are also in season now. So your stone fruits and berries are in now. Your citrus and your core fruit will be in the fall and the winter. Does that make sense?
Yes. Now, for some people look at the types of various jams or preserves that they'll spread on toast or on a regular piece of bread or even a cracker, for that matter. Mm-hmm. I get grossed out by the canned cranberry sauce, they call it, which is sort of a gelatinous, looks like Jell-O when you take it out of the can, you know.
Oh, I know.
Cranberries are a really good snack, especially in the morning, or something that you can add to your applesauce, actually. Should try that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, Don, I live just a half a block, which is only not even a quarter of a mile to the beach. That's just not even near that, actually. But there are lifeguards all up and down the beach. Now, some of these guys are in their early 20s. Some of them are in their teens, but some of them are in their 20s. And I, there's a lot of those in their 20s who are asking me a lot of questions. What I'd like to share with everybody right now is we should let the dignity of our example be the message. There's no sense in going out there teaching weight loss when you're 100 pounds overweight. The message is the same, but let the dignity of your example be the message. The messenger always has to be more important than the message. So that glycemic index, too, by the way, if you want to, here's a good source for you. The International Table of Glycemic Index by Miller J. Brand. And you can get the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition has that. So, and by the way, we've got all that in our defeatingbadeating.com site. That whole program there, I designed that really for me. I was so sick of the garbage that's out there, like you brought up at the beginning. Weigh this, measure that. That's all foolish. And people are going to do it because, you know, they want to blend in with their girlfriends or their boyfriends or what have you. If you understand how to do this correctly and you start doing it, here's a cardinal sin: telling people what you're going to do. Don't do that. First of all, 90% of the time you jinx it. The second thing is people will criticize you because they don't want to see you advancing. After you advance and you do this, well, I always told that guy he was going to be good at it. No, no, you know. There's a lot of great things you have out there. There's hemp hearts. I know you've, the other shows that we do, a lot of them have hemp hearts out there available. If you want to and you want a good little source of protein, everybody, hemp hearts would be a hemp seeds, hemp hearts, if you want to call them either one. They're grown primarily for their oil, by the way, Don.
Yes.
And it would be a shame to throw away all the rest, so producers also sell the protein, which is about all that's left after the oil is taken out. So there's very little carb in hemp seeds, only a few percentage of total of the calories, really. So most of the calories really comes from the oil, and the protein, interestingly enough, is in the teens. So the shell of the seed can also be crushed and used for, like, laxatives, if you will. But the protein in hemp, like that of seeds and nuts, here's a wonderful thing. It's complete. Now, that was another thing that I had to show people, that you don't have to stay eating meat all the time if you want complete protein. Come on. In our defeatingbadeating.com site, in one of the charts that's in there, Don, the food combining guidepost, they list every food we have, when they're in season, and when they're, and by the way, the acid-alkaline balance of each, but if they're complete protein or not. Now, what's that mean? We know there's a minimum of 22 amino acids. We know that. And 8 of them you have to get from food. And those eight will determine if the food is complete or incomplete. So that's where that complete protein concern comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many of the nuts and the seeds and the hemp hearts. Those are all complete protein. But similar to flax seeds, hemp seeds have a higher ratio of omega-3s than the actual flax seed. The hemp seeds even have a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
So get into some hemp. It's highly nutritious, and it's legal now in this country. For years, you couldn't buy it in this country. As a matter of fact, when I was first introduced to it, I found a source in Canada that started sending them to me. But now they're finally legal in the country, so that's a good thing. You know, we might even have enough time to talk a little bit about food combined tonight if you want.
Yeah, we can. We have about 10 minutes left. Certainly we can start that.
All right. How about if we do that, man?
Sure.
Because I know that's our forte here. And when you develop a cleaner, healthier body, everybody, you're going to get 10 side effects right away. You're going to be much more alert. You're going to have more enthusiasm. You're a much more optimistic look on life. You're going to just feel great. Here's a second one. Parasites are going to leave your body no matter where they are in your body and in what form. When you get your body cleaner and healthier, you're going to be more spiritually in tune, and your weight will be normalized and stabilized. Your hair color will retain itself a lot longer. Your skin will have a nicer look to it. Your eyes are going to be sparkling. You're going to feel good about it. Your sense of insecurity is just going to pretty much vanish. And you're going to lose your fear of death. You know, we're all on the road to death, everybody. Let me throw this thought in. There's just no need to jump in the passing lane. Fear of death, forget about it. We're born to die. Why rush the process? Wrinkles, they start going away. You're going to feel fit and all of that. So when we start combining our foods right, a lot of things are going to happen. First of all, let me say this. The higher the quality of food we eat, the quicker we recover from disease. And when the cellular structure of the food is better than the actual cellular structure in the body, then the body gets rid of that to make room for the good. You're going to have quicker recovery, as I mentioned, from disease, provided that you're able to digest and assimilate properly. And that, we've got to know something about proper food combining. And here's a couple rules for you. Don't eat proteins and starches at the same meal. That's meat and potatoes, hamburger on the bun, hot dog on the bun, spaghetti and meatballs, macaroni and cheese, cereal and milk. People start the day with cereal and milk. Come on. You're already starting another day with a horrible combination. So keep the proteins and starches at different meals. You can eat protein. You can eat starch. What's that mean? Meat, potatoes, chicken and rice, pizza. Oh, God. Pizza does not digest. I love it. I was speaking in Trinidad a few years back, and that was the thing the guy told me when he was saying goodbye. Dog, pizza does not digest. I said, Eric, I know that. So he was getting going through the terminal, and I couldn't go beyond it with him because, you know, you come to a point where you have to check through. And he turned around, he was waving, and he didn't say goodbye. Eric Grimshaw was his name. Mr. Grimshaw, he says, dog, because he was a colonic irrigationist down there in Trinidad, one of the biggest ones there in the whole Caribbean. Pizza does not digest. I said, I know that, Eric. Check this out, Don. At the time, he had to grab a little puddle jumper, so to speak, to fly to Orlando to get on a huge flight going down into the Caribbean. So we had to go across and take his bags onto the runway to board the plane. You can just picture in your mind what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned around and looked at me, and I couldn't hear anything he said. Picture in your mind. Now, this is beautiful. Dog, pizza does not digest. Not a goodbye, Don. I know that, and people consume it by the tons. So, here's the problem. The correct quantity of food and the quality of food is crucial. Eat when you're hungry, not by the clock. And the more juicier the food is, the less toxic it is. So remember, no proteins and starches at the same meal. You'll learn all this in our program. Eat fruit alone. Never mix fruit and vegetables at the same meal. Fruit digests after the stomach, never in the stomach. And chemically. It'll break down mechanically in the stomach a little bit, but never chemically. The only food that chemically breaks down in the stomach is protein in a very acidic environment. The starches require a very alkaline medium, and they begin their digestion since they're a triple sugar. They require three areas of the breakdown of food, so the mouth and at the stage 3 and 4, the mouth, the duodenum, the jejunum. So they don't digest in the same places. They require different mediums to digest. Indigestion is so common today, people actually think it's normal. So no proteins and starches at the same meal. Eat fruits and vegetables at separate meals. Fruits digest after the stomach. Vegetables are going to require a lot of time in the stomach mechanically breaking down because of the fiber. If the fruit is held back in the stomach digesting other things, it's going to rot. That's just the deal. Because there's no enzymes there to digest fruit. And the third commandment to your eating is always eat melons alone or leave them alone or your stomach will moan. Now, by the way, eating fruit and vegetables apart from each other. That's why, Don, it's crucial to eat your dessert before the meal, never after the meal. That's foolish to eat a dessert after the meal because it digests after the stomach. And if your stomach is full of food, breaking down, breaking down, breaking down, and you put that fruit in there or the sweet or the dessert or whatever, it's going to rot. It'll indigest every time.
Mm-hmm.
So if we just get that down, that's great. Now, here's what happens. We're so starved for good nutrition that we eat anything and everything and in poor combinations with our body's digestive chemistry, and here's what happens. When we don't combine our foods correctly, here's what happens. We get gas, heartburn, upset stomach, flatulence, acid reflux, indigestion. And then bring on the Rolaids, the Tums, the Gelucel, the Pepto-Bismol, Digel, Alka-Seltzer, Bromosil, you name it, Gas-X, what have you, just to name a few, Melanta, Malcolm Magnesia, good Lord. Now for the headaches they all cause, we take aspirin, Tylenol, Buferin, Excedrin, Advil, Aleve, I mean the whole bit. That's just to name a few. Now we take something because the smell is coming out of our mouths, like Listerine, mints, flavored gum. The list could go on. Now we use underarm deodorants by the hundreds of brands because the smell is coming out of our bodies. Then we have Rinse Away and a host of other things because the poison is coming out of our scalps. Take Absorbine Junior because it's coming out of our toes. Tegrin for that heartbreaker psoriasis coming out of our skin. Check this one out. Now we've got Exalax to open the door. Preparation H to close the door back up again. Then we have to take tranquilizers and a whole other, many, many of these other calming agents to help make us sleep. Then we start the day with caffeine, get through the day with nicotine, relax in the evening with alcohol and tranquilizers, just to start the next day with something that fizzes. And then we start the whole cycle over again. It's a foolish process and can be totally eliminated if we just have a higher integrity for what we put into our bodies, and if we eat the foods in compatible combinations with our body's digestive chemistry, and after suffering from years and years of I was so sick at my stomach. Every time I ate something, I was sick at my stomach. Do you know that within 24 hours, when I and it just happened to hit me when I saw a little postcard one time that talked about food combining, and I looked at it, and it just resonated with me. I said, I'm going to try this. 24 hours later, I was totally cured of all. I said, this is ridiculous. Why aren't we taught this?
I have a question, if I could throw one in there,
do.
Dr. Pickering. You haven't really talked about yeast, although you've mentioned bread and, of course, pizza. And yeast is primarily used either to cause dough to rise or as a supplement in beer.
Okay, now wait, now I didn't understand. Did you say wheat or yeast?
No, yeast.
Oh, yeast. Okay, I couldn't hear you there. Your voice is very, very faint here tonight.
Well, that's got to be Seth in the engineering.
Blast, Seth. No, he's doing an awesome job, man. But anyway,
I bring that up is because yeast is known to convert sugar into alcohol and carbon dioxide. Now, are those reactions that we want to have going on in our body? It's one thing to make sugar, you know, leave. You were talking about food combining, so I thought I'd throw that in because the body interprets starch, like meat and potatoes, as a sugar. It converts it into a sugar that doesn't break down, which is why people that eat meat and potatoes tend to put on weight. So,
well, first of all, Don, when they eat meat and potatoes at the same meal, the food's not digesting.
Yes.
And they're looking for pills and potions. Because it's most unfortunate that most people don't want to change. Nobody likes change except a wet baby. Your point was well taken on the yeast. All this brewer's yeast and all these yeast and wheat and all this, I mean, I don't endorse any of it, really. Because there's so many awesome foods that you cannot possibly eat all of the different types of foods that's in season all through the year in this incredible country. And you've got organic. You go to mangoman.com, Don, and you go in there where it says free stuff. There'll be two pictures of me on the homepage of mangoman.com. Look to the right, and it'll say free stuff. Okay, now you're going to have another page comes up, and it'll say food resources. Check that out. You've got every organic farmer in the country. Well, not every one of them, of course, but you've got associations of them, and you'll always find, like, different farmers that don't belong to the association. But in our conclusion to our night show, just remember this, everybody. It's not whether or not you get into good nutrition that matters. That's not the deal. It's a matter of getting good nutrition into you that counts. And that is when the floodgate of health will open up to you in a huge, huge way. That's just the plan of nature. The body is very selective and always aims to improve for better health. And the body always tries to produce health, and it always will, whether we like it or not. And it'll never happen because of drugs, herbs, medication, any of that stuff. What we need to do is just be sensible about our intake, and the body is not stupid. It just didn't catch the self-curing nature of all of the conditions, such as cold. These are actually self-curing conditions, colds, fevers, swelling, and all that. This is the way the body works. It's not something that you caught. It's responding to what you're doing. So if you don't care for the certain reactions that we're getting, colds and fevers and zits and all acne and headaches, well, just don't cause them. So get good nutrition into your body. That's the deal.
And you're not saying pizza and beer.
Let's talk about vegetarian next time when we come back, man. Too many people think they got to be a vegetarian to be healthy.
Yes, yes. Let's do that. It's fascinating stuff, and I know it's going to get a lot of people thinking, and hopefully doing.
Oh gosh, yeah, man.
And then being.
Well, the deal is people do need tools in their hands, and that's the only reason I bring up our world-renowned DefeatingBadEating.com. When you get that, you got it all down. Now you can get on with life. You don't have to figure this out. We did that. That's why I'm writing so many books showing people how to do this very simply. So, DefeatingBadEating.com. We'll see you next week, Don.
Okay. It's been a pleasure, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Wellness Wednesday. Have a great weekend, too.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com and tonight's guest, Dr. Wayne Pickering. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting Evident Footprints. Over at BBS Radio, we had Seth Hendrick on the sound. I'd like to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Certainly check out Dr. Pickering's materials, and you'll be glad you did. Join me tomorrow night when I'm going to have two guests on the show, Mr. Ken Adachi and Z.S. Livingstone. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.